This is called Talking Comics Podcast. I'm talking about comics, and you're beeping me out.
Beep. In days of the old, knights were bold. Rohan journeyed from his land to encounter the one they called Onicon. Join Rohan and Onicon on adventures each week to discover the world of comics and more in Talking Comics.
Welcome to episode 10. What's our big announcements? We are working on going to
Oklahoma.
We're going South to Kentucky Dakota. And getting Kentucky Fried Chicken. In Kentucky.
We're getting Skyline Chili. But anyway, we are episode 10. We are going on a road trip. Leaving tomorrow. Okay. Well, when this episode comes out, we'll probably be on the road.
Yeah.
But that's going to be exciting. We're going to stop at some cool comic shops. And we're going to stop at some other cool places, restaurants. And
we won't have our weekly polls, though.
Yeah, so we won't have our weekly polls for the next few episodes. Because we're going to be gone. But when we get back, we'll have a massive
pile. Probably. Because we usually get like that many a week. Times that by 4. Yeah, like this many.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. We'll see what happens, but that'll be fun. But we'll pick up some one-shots and some other little stuff as we find it. Maybe some random books. So that'll be cool. The other cool parts that we're doing is we have added a couple more episodes each week. We're doing some interviews, one-on-one conversations with some comic book creators. I'm doing the first one later today. Probably be released sometime early next week. And then we're doing the comic reads, which I'm excited about. We did the first episode released last night, episode 9. It's the first comic read. We'll see how it goes. We're just trying to up the content. And then we're still going to do this show every weekend where she can...
We're upping the content.
Upping the content. We'll still do this show every week. And maybe Onicon will read some comic, do some comic reads. That'd be kind of fun.
That hurt.
What did you do?
I don't know. My wrist started hurting.
Okay.
I hurt.
All right, so we're going to go over our weekly polls. So, Anakin, you want to go first?
Yes, I did not get any of my Harley Quinns this week, which is very sad. But I did get Harley Quinn Breaking Glass, a graphic novel.
Show the camera. There you go.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, so there was just a couple like books. They're not like collections. They're just one-offs. She got that one and another one.
The Strange Case of Harley and Harley. I saw a poster of this.
Okay.
I was wondering about it. And I got it and I was like, I'll get it.
Good job. I dropped the script. I dropped the whole script.
Good job. I promise I didn't look. Good job!
What did I do now?
Good job! You're a lot.
What did I do?
The cards. And I got 3 comics.
All right, so what did you get? You
got
3 comics?
Neil Adams, Batman, Daisley's.
Show the camera.
I'm 7 of 7. So it's the last.
For some reason, it's not in its boarded bag, but whatever. All right, what did she get?
Next, I got Pitt.
What?
P-I-T-T, Pitt.
Okay.
First issue. It looked cool. It looks cool. Then this was funny.
Kind of looks like the Joker.
Batman/Fortnite Foundation one.
Yeah, that's a cool cover. It's got to be an alternate cover.
It is. Variant cover.
What number?
One.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That has a Suicide Squad on the back.
So it's a Batman. Oh, Fortnite Foundation. Oh, that's cool. I can't hear. Even with these headset on, I can't hear you. We'll get it fixed. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see. We got... I'm going to read it, and then you hand it to the camera.
What? It's still so dark. You didn't get the light.
We forgot my weekly picks. I got... I'm going to... read them, and then you show your camera, okay?
Okay.
So I got Dick Tracy number 10.
Tracy number 10, whoop,
whoop. Doctor Strange Asgard number 3. That's been really good so far. I got the Red Hulk number 4. It's not horrible. This one's probably not kid-friendly, but it's the Toxic Avenger. Pin-up special. Seems interesting. I got the Lower Decks number 7. One World Under Doom number 4. Gwenpool number 1. Variant cover and edition. Thought it was a neat cover. Pick this one up this week. This is a giant size Lost Fantasy. Here it's getting a lot of good reviews, so hopefully I like it. Godzilla versus X-Men one shot. I've enjoyed these Godzilla one shots. Both of them are pretty good. And then I got the Absolute Batman number 8, which is fantastic service.
Service.
I can't speak. Then we got the Invincible Universe Battle Beast, number 1. And then we also got, because we saw this, and I was like, well, we got to do it. So they had a blind bag of the Battle Beast, which could be just another A cover, or it could be the 1 in 2500 cover. So we're going to live open it here and... Wish us luck. What do you think we got?
Yeah. Put it in the comments.
There you go.
Or you can. I want them.
Oh, nope, it's pretty easy.
Oh. Not looking.
I'm not looking.
Well, I guess they should have the first look.
They should get the first look?
Yes, they should get the first look.
Not us?
No, the camera should.
Alright, close your eyes. I'm not looking. How'd we do, chat? Oh, I feel like something fell. How'd we do?
I don't know what it
is. Alright, I'm looking. That's just a cover. Oh, well. That was fun, though.
Wait, is this the...
It's the same cover. It's the A cover. You have a chance to get the other covers, but we just got an A cover.
Wait, hold on a second. Can I open this?
Please. It's probably the exact same.
Why does it feel weird?
Just because Image does awesome and does a cardboard cover versus a paper cover, like the thin paper, text paper. They do cardboard covers. Oh. Yeah. That was still cool. If they only limited it to one per customer, so we only got the one. We could have pushed and got two. One for each. No, we got the one extra. We see another one next time. I'd probably pick another one up just for fun. Well, it looks like they go over the other covers on the back. It doesn't say what the one and whatever. But yes, there's 10 different covers. Still pretty cool. And they had another one there that was the advanced copy, like ultra rare advanced copy of issue number two. It was like $20 though, and I was like, nah, I'll wait until I get back from the trip.
That was just fun to do.
But still, that was still a cool idea. Maybe I'll put that back on later. I thought it was a cool idea, though, right?
Blind bag? Mm-hmm.
Blind bag?
What is a bog? A lion bag.
Apparently, B-A-G. I can't speak today.
O-G. What is B-O-G?
All right. So, what is the favorite thing you read this week?
What?
I was thinking that I show off my last Ronin, but we did last week, last episode.
So. Probably. Wait, have I read anything last week?
We've been busy. It's our last week of school. She's been packing and spending time.
I don't think I read
anything. Did you read anything this week?
I think
she's been organizing her comics.
Yeah, I read part of that one of my Scratch and Sniff articles. One that we bought that was open.
All right.
Part of it, not the whole thing.
So I read. I didn't read as much this week, so this won't be as long.
Good.
I read Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe number 2. Gave it 4 stars.
Was it 6 or 5?
What?
Go back and watch episode 6 if you want to know what that's from. The so long.
Oh.
When you're.
Oh man, I was so lost there for a minute. Jeez. Now I know, because I took so long and Jamie and I were talking back and forth on the comics. And
I was just
she was just sitting there bored for like 20 minutes. All right, so I read the Power Fantasy number 8, 4 stars. It's been a fantastic series so far.
You get 3 seconds per comic.
Can we enjoy talking comics?
Beep, 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 beep.
This is called Talking beep, Comics beep, Podcast. Beep, beep, I'm talking beep, about comics, beep, beep, and you're beeping me out.
Beep, 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 beep.
All right. I only got four more. Amazing Spider-Man number 3. 4 stars. The Don't Run With Scissors, episode 9. It's my first comic reads episode. Only gave it 3.5 stars. It was good. Artwork was good, but just, I don't know. I can only give it three and a half stars.
Good job. You did it in just the time limit. I give you 10 seconds because you were talking about
okay. All right.
Episode 9.
Oh, we got two more. We got two more. All right. Absolute Green Lantern, number 2. 4.5 stars. Was really good.
Great. Perfect timing. 3.
And then I read Storm number 8. Remember we discussed it. Actually, it's right here. I brought the cover to show off, you know, put it in the background. She didn't actually hold Mjolnir.
Mjolnir.
She didn't actually hold it in this one. But she did foreshadow, like, there's this big thunder war coming. I'm going to have to keep reading. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, so that's what I read this week. So what are you most looking forward to reading this week or the next few weeks? What's the one thing you're going to start reading tomorrow in the car?
Okay, Fairyland.
Volume 5?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to start with that. You got.
My prediction is that she's going to get sucked back in.
Well, hopefully you're prepared on your Fairyland knowledge.
Okay, well, it can't be anything that's like.
No, it's stuff that's already out.
That I've read.
We'll see.
That isn't fair.
I just picked. I Googled questions.
Yeah, right. Googling you use Chat GPT.
Yeah, same difference. So that's the first thing. You've got three Harley books. Plus, I Hate Fairyland book. What else?
In my Gotham City Sirens book. Harley Quinn and the Gotham City Siren.
Yeah, that's one of your Harley books.
And then these two.
And then those are the 4 you're taking. Okay.
And I'm going to read all of them tomorrow.
I hope not.
Me too. Actually,
I mean, if you do, we'll get you some more.
I hope not. I don't.
All right, so that's what you're looking. I'm looking most forward to reading The Last Ronin, Turtles book. While we're out, Beastmaster, you got to get a little closer because I can't hear you with the headphones on. What'd you say?
The Last Ronin.
Oh, you're being silly. It's a good thing I couldn't hear. The Beastmaster, I'm definitely looking forward to reading that. It's a, I've not read any of the Invincible stuff, but it's in the Invincible universe. And then I'm looking forward to just finding the special finds that we find on the road.
Me too.
Right? Like going to different shops. Mm-hmm. When we get to Oklahoma,
new stuff.
We'll find a shop and we're going to film a few episodes out there. Might include a bunch of nieces or cousins on the episode. It'd be crazy. We just do one episode with like all of them on there.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
Around a table or something.
That'd be amazing. Wait,
that'd be fun.
This is not part of the podcast. Like, okay, we should start like just filming our D&D sessions.
We could do that too.
And just call it D&D ADHD.
D&D Unleashed?
D&D with ADHD.
Oh. We'll see about that.
It's amazing.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Seeing family, maybe doing some episodes with some family. So that'll be fun. We're going to South Dakota. Hopefully there's some out there. So we'll see. So moving on to the movies, shows, games that we've played this week. You haven't really played much this week. You've been
school
and packing. Did you watch anything special this week? I started watching some Deadwood again just because we're going to Deadwood, South Dakota.
But I did get something special.
What? Oh, yes. Did you bring it? You didn't bring it, did you?
No, I forgot to. It's on my bed. I got it, the Harley Quinn Barbie doll.
She did. She'll show that off maybe next time. One time later.
After our trip, because I'm not taking it.
Yeah. She got that Barbie this week. I watched a little Deadwood, played a little Fortnite. And just a lot of...
You guys didn't even play Fortnite.
Yeah, you didn't even play a little Fortnite with me this week. All right, what time is it?
Question time.
All right. Trivia time. I Hate Fairyland Edition.
Oh, God.
So I've got 30 questions.
Okay.
Well, 30. I got 10 this or that. 10 trivia and 10 origin.
Okay.
All right. So, this or that questions first. Gert's weapon of choice, giant battle axe or the candy cane bazooka?
The giant battle axe.
Okay. Fairyland's guide, Larry the Fly or a grumpy toad?
Larry the Fly.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, am I getting this correct?
This isn't a right or wrong answer. This is this or that. So, who would be a better Fairyland guide? Larry the Fly or a grumpy toad?
Larry the Fly.
Okay, there you go.
Yes, Larry's my favorite.
All right, who's the ultimate nemesis in I Hate Fairyland? Would it be Queen Claudia?
It's Queen Clouda, not
Clouda. Or Happy the Perk Princess? The perky princess.
No, it's Happy. It's Happy.
Happy? Okay.
Happy.
The preferred escape route, the magic portal or hack and slash path?
Hack and slash.
Fairyland snack, a sugar-coated mushroom or exploding cupcakes?
Exploding cupcakes. Perfect.
What is Gert's mood today? Murderously irritated or mildly annoyed?
Murderously.
Irritated?
Yeah.
The best Fairyland vacation spot. Castle of Eternal Laughter or Volcano of Despair?
Volcano of Despair.
Okay. Who's best Gurk's sidekick, a sarcastic dragon or a singing bluebird?
Singing dragon.
Sarcastic dragon?
Yeah.
It's like you combined both answers.
Because I did on accident.
All right.
And you'll have to tell me if both of these are in here or in the book or not, because I haven't read any. But the best battle cry, fluff this or not today, Sparkle Butts?
Fluff this.
Are they both in there?
I think.
Okay. Fluff this. I like that. That's funny. You know what we should go over? A certain letter that you may have wrote this week?
No.
No? Okay.
No. Shut up! Shut up about that!
Speaking of fairies.
Shut up about that! You know, I'll break your hand. I'll break your hand.
Fairyland fashion. Bloodstained princess dress? Or armor made of gumdrops?
Bloodstained princess dress.
Okay. All right, so here's the 10 trivia questions.
Okay.
What is Gertrude's nickname?
Gert.
Very good. How long has Gert been stuck in Fairyland?
The main one that she says on, like, the first review? Or, like... Because I haven't read, like, over 5. Or, like, over 4 yet.
But well, did they discuss 40. A time frame?
It's like 40.
40 years? 40 days?
Years.
Well, this says it was 27 years.
Oh, wait. Well, she's 30 years old. She might have been like 6. So, like 25, maybe.
Well, it says 27. What is the name of Gert's insect companion?
A fly? Larry?
Okay. It is Larry. Do you know his last name? Want me to tell you?
Yeah, that's what went into my eye.
Was it Larry?
Yeah, Larry.
The bug that flew in your eye? Was it Larry?
No. Oh. Larry's like the spin.
Larry Wentworth III.
Yep.
Who created I Hate Fairyland?
Scotty Young.
You know, I'm impressed with that because I wouldn't have even looked into that. Like, if you asked me who created...
I have read the backs.
Good job. Hey, I'm impressed. Good job.
And then, like, all the authors and stuff.
Who publishes I Hate Fairyland?
Imagine. Or Image.
Yep. Good job. What is the title of the first volume of the series?
Fluff My Life? Oh, wait, no, that's...
Volume 2 is Fluff My Life.
That's Volume 3.
That says Volume 2, Fluff My Life.
Oh.
Oh, that might be Volume 3.
That is, but it's covered. It is,
No, that's Volume 3. What's this?
That's Volume 1.
Oh, we're going to leave it covered then.
it is.
It took too long. Take it too long.
Too bad.
Madly Ever After.
Yeah.
What genre best describes I Hate Fairyland?
Action.
This is black comedy fantasy. I don't know if I agree with that.
No.
What is the name of the realm Gert is trapped in?
Fairyland.
Very good.
It's named after it. I hate.
Oh, I didn't realize this. Okay. Which classic story inspired Scotty Young to create I Hate Fairyland?
Is it like a Grimm's fairy tale story?
Talk to the mic, not me.
Is it like a Grimm's fairy?
Nope.
Hans Christian Andersen?
Nope.
I don't know.
The Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Would have never guessed.
What is the name of the anthology spinoff series?
The Tales of Fairyland or something like that.
It's one of them. There's three.
Okay.
So the nearly unpublishable Untold Tales of I Hate Fairyland is one.
Yeah. And there's
Telling what I know. Apparently, there's the unbelievable and the unfortunately mostly unreadable. So this is these actually you already answered these two questions. That's okay.
Same again.
All right. Who is the creator and writer of I Hate Fairyland?
Scotty Young.
I like how he spells Scotty with a K.
Yeah.
Who's the publisher that released I Hate Fairyland?
Image.
What is the year, or in what year did I Hate Fairyland first debut?
2015.
I cannot ask you this question.
Why? What does it say?
Do not say it. What's the original title of I Hate Fairyland before it was changed to I Hate Fairyland?
F Fairyland.
Yeah. We can blame the comic and not me. I like this. What was Scotty Young's inspiration for creating I Hate Fairyland?
Wizard of Oz.
Yep. His experience working on the Wonderful Wizard of Oz comics and wondering how a child would realistically react to being trapped in a magical land for years. That's pretty good. That's like a good basis. So how old was Gertrude when she first arrives in Fairyland?
Six. No, wait. 34. No. 5.
Final answer?
Yes.
You're right. First time, and you said it a few minutes ago. Six.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
So how many years was she trapped in Fairyland?
27.
And then this is a more accurate genre to me. I didn't realize a lot of these repeated, so I apologize. But this one says dark comedy and fantasy. That's better. What was the origin visual? What was the original visual style Scotty Young chose for I Hate Fairyland and why?
Wait.
I'll just give you the answer because it's good. So he chose a colorful, cartoony style. Right.
Oh, I thought you meant like he chose one before he got the final one.
No. He chose the style.
It's like a cartoon.
Yeah, it's colorful, cartoony style to contrast the dark, violent humor of the story.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And what Nobel Award nomination did I Hate Fairyland receive?
Any idea?
New York.
No, it's nominated for the Eisner Award for Best Humor Publication.
The what?
I don't know. I have to look it up. Eisner. Yep. Eisner. Well, cool. Well, that was fun. Did you like the Fairyland? I like doing the theme, like a theme, like Fairyland questions, right?
We should
you know, narrow it because we've been doing like broad stuff.
So cool.
Well, that's our episode 10. We did really, we did our questions, we did our segment. We're going to go maybe edit this episode and hit the road. So next episode will be not in this room. Who knows where we'll be? Might be outside. Who knows?
Outside?
Yeah.
We can't go to a parking lot and film an episode.
Why not?
We can't do it in the car.
We can do anything we want. Huh? Well, and plus at my brother's house, he's got that nice back covered porch. It's been a couple years since you've been there, so. Well, there you go. Well, episode 10 in the books.
A dog might be on one of them.
A what?
A dog. Tessa.
Oh, Tessa.
Ow.
Thank you for watching. You're the best. Thank you for watching Talking with Comics. Or listening.
Yeah.
Like, comment, subscribe. Suggest our other shows.
We have a Patreon.
We do have Patreon too.
Buy us a comic.
Buy us a comic book.
Or two, or three.
Or just share and comment. And subscribe. That helps too. To grow.
Why are you doing this?
I don't know.
Yay.
Yay. The shorts. Okay.
That's a wrap.